It all started when Betty Buffoni's cat, Bacardi, ran away in 2013. Bacardi led Buffoni to a feral colony of cats, which spurred her to join LNFTNR Feral Cats. TNR stands for Trap, Neuter and Release. 20 cats and kittens are now in her care, which includes 7 of her own and 5 foster cats. Unsurprisingly, she urges the community to spay or neuter their cats to help control the feral feline population. "We go through a lot feeding several feral colonies in Innisfil," Buffoni said, noting members of the community and Pet Value donate food and toys. "We need to give a big shout out to Pet Value Innisfil and Barry and Wellington stores and their customers, since she and her husband, Peter, care for so many cats in their home. Laundry detergent, paper towels and other essentials are always in short supply. We still provide emergency care if one of our feral cats is sick or injured," Buffoni explained. "We had many seriously injured cats and feral cats with dental work needed, and we paid out $1,600 a cat several times. One of her surrendered cats has required so many veterinarian checkups and surgery that she estimates spending close to $5,000 on his care alone." In 2023, Buffoni and Carol Griffith from Innisfil Pride told Village Media that although there are often budgets and bylaws to control canines in municipalities, it is not uncommon for feral cat colonies to roam the streets. Buffoni said that nothing has changed in the past year. "The town does not license cats, which can make identifying found ones a tad tricky. Innisfil's bylaw team do their best to reunite lost pets with their owners, and we post this information on our social media channels," Town Community Standards leader Mitchell Harris said. "We do appreciate community organizations who are focused in their work on taking care of all animals. Two people used to help Buffoni and her husband humanely trap feral felines, but they retired. Still, Buffoni and her husband refused to give up. All cats matter, is our motto, and we sincerely thank the community for their support, and Aldergrove Animal Clinic for the wonderful care they give our feral cats and rescue cats," Buffoni said. "Donations and an ongoing bottle drive help TNR stay in operation. They earn 10 cents for every can, 15 cents for each bottle and 20 cents for every wine cooler or liquor bottle." Buffoni also raises money by organizing garage sales and running online auctions. Her hard work inspired Innisfil resident, Dixie Roach, to donate a bag of jewelry to Buffoni that she can sell to raise funds. "I didn't know about all the problems that feral cats face until I spoke to Betty," Roach said. "When it comes to important causes, some people give money and some people give their time. Betty gives both. When I was young, all animals ran free, and there didn't seem to be the problems that Betty faces with feral cats every day. Betty told me about cats and dogs being abandoned, which is terribly sad. People should care about all animals." Bottles and cans can be dropped off at 990 Garden Avenue in Alcona and 1054 Emily Street in Belle Ewart, beside the shed in the driveway. Donations can be sent via money transfer to Buffoni1@rogers.com or dropped off at Aldergrove, 495 Young Street in Barrie under the Cats Innisfil LNFTNR Feral account. The contact name is Betty Buffoni and the account number is 15615. "We could never do all we do for feral cats without the wonderful generosity of our followers and community. We would never be able to afford it," Buffoni said. Learn more about TNR and its fundraising efforts by checking out its Facebook page.